Ladies and gentlemen, the Daily EMT Tidbits is a new added feature to this NREMT prep series where we discuss something EMT related. Okay, what is your EMT tidbit today? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to be talking about the PAT. The PAT functions as a rapid initial assessment to determine if your pediatric patient is sick or not sick. And we're going to be looking at three things. They are appearance, work of breathing, and circulation to the skin. Now, in regard to appearance, you can utilize the mnemonic TICLS, T-I-C-L-S. And what that stands for is T for tone, I for interactiveness, C for consolability, L for look slash gaze, and S for speech slash cry. And then for work of breathing, the characteristics that you're going to be looking for are abnormal airway sounds, abnormal positioning, retractions, and nasal flaring. And last, under circulation to skin, you're going to be looking for, is the patient having any pallor, mottling, or cyanosis? Now, going back to appearance, under tone, some of the normal features would be moving spontaneously, resists examination, sits or stands, obviously according to their age. Interactiveness, does the patient appear to be alert and engaged with you? Are they engaged with their caregiver? Do they interact with other people and their environment? And are they reaching for objects? As far as consolability, do they stop crying when they're being held or comforted by their caregiver? And how different are they acting in response to you versus their caregiver? Under look and gaze, do they make eye contact with you? And do they track visually? And then last, under speech and cry, are they using age-appropriate speech? Now, moving on to work of breathing, we're going to talk about the abnormal features. So under abnormal airway sounds, is there snoring, muffled hoarse speech, stridor, grunting, or wheezing? Under abnormal positioning, is the patient in a sniffing position, tripoding position, or do they prefer to be in a seated posture? Under retractions, are you see any type of subclavicular contractions, intercostal, or substernal? And for infants, it would be head bobbing. And last, under nasal flaring, are there nares being flared during inspiration? And then last, under our characteristics for our skins, once again, we're going to talk about abnormal. Do they have white, pale skin or mucous membranes? Under mottling, patchy skin discoloration due to variable vasoconstriction. And last, cyanosis, which is a bluish discoloration of skin, also seen in the mucous membranes. And that's what you need to remember for PAT. Okay, that is it. Don't forget to check us out on Instagram @TheEMTTutor for up-to-date information about this podcast.